The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station on a Wednesday. Happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
You're so stupid.
But I love saying it.
I can't stop. Something oddly satisfying about
yes.
it.
Yes. All right. Like it. First talk back of the day. Let's get to it.
What up, JV Show? It's your boy, Houston Sack. Happy Hump Day. Out here and shout out my favorite radio station on National Radio Day. And also, today is a very, very important day. Shout out to my boy, Graham. Happy birthday. I hope that the girls in the studio remembered your birthday. I remember Selena got you a $500 gift card once with JV and Natasha. Let's just see if Jess feels that generous, too.
Yeah, Jess, what'd you bring me today special day?
It's not even your birthday yet.
What are you talking about? He just said Jesus from SAC knows, and he said
it's
he remembered.
Birthday, August 20th.
And JV and Natasha and Selena did give me a $500 gift card to Home Depot 1 year while I was building the house, and that was like one of the best gifts I've ever
gotten.
You're welcome. And I don't know how you're going to top that, but let's see if Jess is able to do it today. But wait. More importantly, because it's my birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Right. No. So
it's not your birthday today. You guys are tricking me. Your
it's
birthday?
Not?
No.
Jesus and Sack just said it was.
How do even the listeners know?
Right. He just left a talk back about
you're
it.
I'm being gaslit right now.
I don't even know what
gaslighting
that means.
Me. It's the 22nd.
Of what?
And I would know this because you're a Leo and you remind us like every
Yeah, August 20th is
days.
Leo season.
Yeah. It's August 22nd.
So you're telling people whose birthday is today, they are not Leos.
I feel like you're gaslighting Graham.
Yeah, now you're gaslighting me because people whose birthday is on August 20th, they are Leos.
Your birthday
Leo
is
season!
Not today.
Hump day!
You're still a Leo if your birthday is August 22nd, which is your birthday.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but Jesus and Zach just said it's my birthday today.
It's your birthday week.
And you know what? I am feeling in a very celebratory mood. I'd like to celebrate it today.
Okay, well, you're not wearing your it's my birthday shirt.
How funny is that? Okay, let's just everyone knows, today is not Graham's birthday.
It's not?
Okay, thank you.
Now you're gaslighting me.
Stop. Like, that's actually hilarious.
Wait, what?
That's actually, it is the 22nd, so.
Okay, thank you. I'm like freaking out over here.
False alarm. But that is a good reminder.
That it's coming up, so don't forget.
Well, I don't care about birthdays, but it's a good reminder of the level of caliber, like, gift that I am expecting, Jess.
Oh,
so,
yeah, in 2 days.
Just heads up. Hopefully you guys can scrape together enough bucks to make... Make that happen.
I'll take on some extra shifts.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, who gives a fart?
Also, anyways. It's National Radio Day. I didn't even know that.
Woo, woo. I don't know what that means, really.
How does one celebrate National Radio Day?
I feel Get out your radio and listen to it.
Obviously, you download the iHeartRadio app. If you already have
thank
it.
Thank you. That's you know what? All we ask of you today on National Radio Day is
to
make
and on my birthday.
And on Graham's birthday is to have us streaming on the iHeartRadio app and add us as your number one preset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way we don't get...
and the JV show. And
that way we don't get fired on National Radio Day.
And on your birthday, obviously.
Yeah, and on my birthday.
Oh my God, getting fired on your birthday, how awful would that be?
I did get fired from 94.9 one year on my birthday.
You did?
Many years ago.
On the exact day?
On the doghouse, yeah.
What? How old were you? I mean, I know you're only 27 and a half now, but...
21 and a half.
On your 21st birthday, imagine getting fired from your job.
I think it might have been my 21st birthday.
And what was your reaction?
You went to the bars, obviously.
I went to the bars.
He's 21 now.
True.
And got housed. It was a
He's
great
like, cool,
time.
Now I can drink.
Yep.
Oh, I don't have to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up that memory.
Yeah, Jess.
What? That was you.
All right.
I hurt a little bit.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, if you commute on BART, listen up. Major change starting today. BART is now offering something called Tap and Ride, where you can pay at the fare gates by tapping your credit card, your debit card, or your phone using Apple or Google Pay, so you no longer have to keep reloading and using a Clipper card. This is major.
It finally happened. They've been working on this for a long time.
So starting today, you can use that.
That's cool. Well, it was fun while it lasted, but the San Francisco Giants' two-game winning streak has come to an end. Two games really isn't a streak, so we can just call it a two-game hiatus from losing. Anyways, they lost yesterday to the Padres 5-1. They are now 2-8 over their last 10 games. Game 3 of this four-game set with the Padres is tonight at 6:40.
Go Mets! Plenty of sunshine today. Nice day to be outside. Highs will be in the upper 80s to mid-90s. You guys, oh my God, it is!
Yeah, the heat's on. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's supposed to be hotter too, right?
Yep.
Oh my man. God, I can't wait.
Hey, Capricorn besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be, 6. your coworkers, competitors, even customers are all monsters today. Best thing to do is just lay low, keep smiling, nodding, and stalling, and you should be able to weather this storm.
I feel like I do that every day.
What, lay low. Think, what, you're saying the rest of it, your coworkers are all monsters?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
About that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Well, just don't be a monster.
Now you're gaslighting me again.
Stop.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Don't forget, 8:20, another chance for you to win a Chromebook. That's happening every day this month. All right, so something we do every Wednesday. It's our cool or not list. We throw some things out, yep. And we discuss, is that cool or is it not? All right, Graham, we got to talk about your wife.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Cool or not? My wife, Kate, has officially turned the page to fall already. She said that because the kids are back in school now. Summer basically over. It's time to embrace fall. And she even brought out and lit her favorite fall scented candle. And I'm not going to lie, you guys, it got me in my fall feels. It's time to start decorating for Halloween, drinking pumpkin spice lattes and watching the leaves fall off the trees. Pumpkin spice lattes coming back to Starbucks in just a couple of days, by the way. Fall is here, you guys. Cool or not?
Not cool. Not cool.
I gotta say, not cool. Wow. As much as I
know you said that.
Want the fall.
Yeah, Jess is already wearing brown. She's wearing fall colors.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? You're looking very autumn today.
Right. Well, I still like wearing these colors even during the summer. But with the
not cool, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't really match. It's fall vibes you're giving today.
But yeah. with the fact that we're finally getting some summer weather, I mean, it's going to be in the 90s
just
today.
As it heats up, let's celebrate fall.
Yeah.
I'll give you that because when she lit the fall candle on, I don't know what day it was, Sunday or whatever, it wasn't quite as hot, you know, and it did sort of, I don't know, there was something in the air. It did. There was a different feel in the air, and I almost thought for a second, I was like, maybe you're right, the fall is here. And now this week, it's about to get scorching hot again, you know, today and tomorrow and the next day. Seemed like it's going to be really hot, but maybe it's too little too late. Like, hey, summer, you had your chance. You never arrived. You didn't. Yeah. We waited patiently for hot girl summer.
But I just refuse to accept that. I know we're back in school and all that, but I feel like we still have a few more weeks of summer, like at least until after Labor Day. Then that's
after our pool party.
After Labor Day, that's when I'm like, okay, that's when we got all the rest of our summer activities out of our system, and now we can kind of turn the page over to fall.
Okay, but that's like 10 days from
now. At least in
September. Well, I know, but we still have a couple more weekends of summer things, water parks or whatever.
Yeah, but 10 days, I mean, that's just like gray area. We're in the gray area. I mean, we're right there.
It's still August.
So, Graham, you said your wife.
It sounds like you're agreeing with her.
Yeah. Are you also on this boat?
I'm not ready. I'm not fully there yet, but I'm telling you, there was something about it. I smelled that fall candle, and I don't even know what scent it is. I don't know what it is, but it just reminded me of fall, and I was ready to carve a pumpkin right then.
It's not fall until September.
Yeah.
I'm going to be putting my jack-o'-lanterns on my front porch probably this weekend.
No. I think, Graham, I think you're even saying not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. I'm not ready yet. I still want a little bit of summer, little bit of summer.
All right. Okay. Cool or not?
Mm-hmm.
The Crocs and NFL collaboration. Graham, I think
these are the
Crocs that are actually
cool
meant for you.
I haven't even seen them.
Go check it out.
JV Morning Show.
They're on our Instagram. I say cool.
There are some Niner ones, Graham.
I'm getting some. I have to get some now.
I'm going
to
throw up.
Why?
They're so ugly. I hate them.
Why?
I hate
really?
Everything about them.
Even the Niner ones?
I hate them too.
This makes me so happy because finally Crocs I can wear to a game. Do you know what I mean?
Don't do that.
Why? Why not?
I mean, I guess if they have the logo
it's like
on
brand.
Kind of cute.
Thank you. I know.
And I feel like that's the one place that, I'll give you a pass and let you wear these. But like you got to be head to toe gear that matches.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
Right. What if somebody wanted to gift you some Niners Crocs?
For your birthday coming up in 2 days.
Yeah.
I thought it was
today.
Well,
they're not out yet.
It's not today. Your birthday's not today, Graham.
Now you're gaslighting me again.
Stop.
I would never wear them. I'm just going to be perfectly
But do you
blunt
think cool
and honest with you.
I'm voting cool.
I'm going not cool, and I voted on our poll. And I'm glad that 58% of people agree with me thus far.
Wow.
I know it's very early in the life of this
poll. Will you vote on the poll then?
Yeah, I'm going to go say cool, but September 18th is when the collaboration is going to drop, so I think the initial drop is going to have 14 of the teams, and then the rest of them will follow later. But they announced this collaboration with the NFL, and apparently it's going to be like for multiple years. So
I love this.
Some good news for
Croc
wearers.
Multiple designs.
Yes.
I love that.
I do like that I don't know why, the Vikings, the horn, the giblet or whatever the hell they are, is like an actual horn sticking off the Viking horn
that
is actually
really
sticking
cute.
Off the shoe. That actually is pretty funny. But again, no. You don't actually wear these. Jess, are you going to be getting the, because your favorite team is the New York Giants. Are you going to be getting a pair of those?
Those are not a part of the initial drop.
They only did the good teams.
Yeah.
But then when they get to the B and C level teams, are you going to get those?
I think I will, depending on how much they are, because I think I saw some of the prices and they were around like $80 for
the Dolphins ones. That's the Dolphins, right?
NFL licensed gear is usually, yeah, pretty expensive.
Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah, their Crocs are stupid with that stupid fin off the front. Like, my son has a pair of those, but like just regular like shark Crocs. They look like kid shoes.
Yeah, that one looks more like a shark fin.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's a little, it's giving baby shark.
Check out the NFL Crocs on a JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. It is right there on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Sif from Winter Creek. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
I feel so targeted right now. So Matt Daddy was looking for my 49er Crocs for my birthday. Couldn't find them, but he's still going to get them for me, and I will be wearing them. How dare you, Graham? Another cool or not, we dreaded getting our real ID. It took us like literally 25 minutes at the DMV without an appointment to get our real IDs. How cool is that?
That's cool.
And that's a good reminder for me because my license expires on Friday.
On your birthday.
Well, I thought today was my birthday.
No, it's on Friday.
Okay, well, then my license expires then. I had totally forgotten about that because I had renewed my passport and I was like, who needs a regular ID anymore? I got this passport because I needed that to travel, you know, to fly.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the real ID yet. And then we went to the Napa County Fair the other day and the guy that sold me a beer was like, your license is about to expire, bro. You got to get that renewed. And I was like, shoot. I need to get on that.
So are you going to like today or tomorrow?
Totally.
Grandma, yeah. Doesn't take that long.
Can't wait to do that. Yeah, I'll be there.
I mean, you'll be good for a minute without one. But
love going to the DMV. It's my favorite. Can't wait to hang out there on my birthday.
And also on the Niner Crocs. I was not attacking you. I think they're cool. If you want to check out this collab that's going to be dropping next month, you can go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. We got the photos right there on our story. All right, so there's this bartender that posted on TikTok about how mad she was that she was not allowed to put out a tip jar at this wedding that she was working. And a lot of people kind of agreed with the couple that wouldn't allow her to put out a tip jar, saying like, look, I wouldn't want my guests to feel obligated to spend any money either. And the bartender made it clear that, look, I wasn't like under contract with the couple. I just happened to work at the venue, so I was getting an hourly wage, and we normally put out tip jars so we can make a little extra cash for serving all these guests. Jess, do you think, and Graham, do you think having a tip jar at a wedding is tacky, for one?
I'm trying to think of the weddings I've been to. I can't remember there being a tip jar, but I know that tips are being given. That's the thing. So I don't think it would be fair to say like, hey, I don't want you to get any tips. We're already paying you, because it's common courtesy to give your bartender a tip.
Right. And I've been to weddings that did have tip jars out, and I never thought like, oh my God, tacky.
Right. I would want the jar to look cute and fit the aesthetic of the wedding, but...
Graham, you are a former bartender. You've been to a lot of weddings. What do you think?
I feel like this operates in some sort of gray area, because while I do think you should be always tipping your bartender, I know that a lot of catering companies, they hire those bartenders and then they are getting a tip. Like, they're being compensated. Whereas, like, your bartender at your local bar, they're making just minimum wage, let's say, and they really depend on those tips. The money that you make, and I've bartended some weddings before, it's different. You know, they are paying you a different amount because they know people aren't going to be tipping you as much. And I've been to tons of weddings that have a tip jar. My problem with those always is, if you are the person that doesn't carry a lot of cash, then you're not able to leave a tip because there is no transaction happening if it's an open bar, right?
Yeah.
The bartender's making you your drinks, and normally you have the opportunity to tip on a credit card receipt, or if you happen to have cash and they made you change after they charge you for your drink, then, yeah, you can throw something in the jar. But when there's no money changing hands, there's no transactions, a lot of times I feel bad. I'm like, I'd love to buy.
It is awkward.
I'd love to throw you a tip in that jar, but I'll get you the next one. You know, and then you don't, you know, I'll get you next time. Don't worry, I'll tip you next time. So I feel like it makes me uncomfortable when there's a tip jar there and then I'm not able to do that. But I think it's sort of false advertising a little bit, because they are getting compensated differently. That's like a greater tipping debate. Like, should we be tipping someone that is already getting paid tips?
But in the instance that they're not getting compensated differently, like I said, this girl, she says that she just worked at the venue, and like that's just what she happened to be working.
That's part of her job, yeah.
Yeah, and so
then
she
put it out there.
Yeah.
And then put it out there. But the couple said they didn't want the guests to feel like you did, uncomfortable, and like they had to tip, but maybe they don't have cash, you know, and it's an awkward interaction. Jess.
Yeah.
Are you cool with tip jars?
I'm cool with tip jars, but it is true what Graham said. Like 90% of the time, especially if I'm going to a wedding and I'm wearing a dress, like I'm not carrying cash with me. So it is kind of awkward to
be like,
so
would you want your guests to feel that way at your wedding if the bar has tip jars out?
I wouldn't. So now I'm thinking, like, would it be tacky if they had like a tiny little sign that had their little Venmo on it and you just like scan the QR code?
I don't want that. Which is weird because I'm a bartender for a long time and I want the bartenders to make as much money in tips as possible. I just know, like, my wedding, for example, when I closed out our bar tab because we were paying for it, I added a very, very, very generous tip. Those bartenders, they got the tip. It was from me.
Right. Yeah, no, you know what?
We're going to have to clip that.
Get your hand out of the gutter.
But yeah, that's what a lot of the other comments were hoping for. Like maybe they're being compensated on the side from the couple. That's what should be happening.
They are. And this woman's like, well, I work for the venue and I put my tip jar out. They're still getting tipped out based on the total bar tab.
And also I think there not being a physical jar doesn't stop people from giving them tips. So I think it's still.
Agreed.
We need a new subject because this is, my mind is somewhere else. Jess, I forgot what I was going to ask. Continue talking.
Yeah, but to Jess's point, even when there isn't a tip jar, and if I do have small bills at a wedding, I'll put them out on the bar. Right. I'll tip them just like I'm operating regular.
This is what I was going to ask. Is your wedding going to have an open bar? Those are expensive.
Very.
Very expensive.
I want to, but I have a lot of questions about how that even works because, like, can I bring my own alcohol? It depends on the venue, right?
Depends on the venue.
Because I think that sounds a lot cheaper.
If they have their own liquor license, then no. They have to use their own booze. If it's a venue where you're bringing everything in, then yes.
I feel like alcohol is going to be a must.
Cool people sneaking in alcohol?
Yeah. I mean, as long as they're not getting in trouble or getting, like, trashed to where they're, like, messing up parts of my wedding.
You can't control that. You can't. That part's out of your control.
That's like my biggest fear.
My cousin got married at this venue in Orange County, and my family set the record for the largest open bar tab ever.
Whoa. Can we know how much? There.
I can't remember what it was, but I remember they came to the my cousin's then wife, or now wife, and went to her dad, who was paying the bill, and because he had said, we're going to put the limit at whatever the dollar was, amount, $10,000, whatever it was. And they went to him like within the first hour and they're like, we're already there, bro.
No.
Like, do you want to just open it up?
My
and he
God.
Had a pretty good buzz going at the time. And he's like, here you go. He put his card down and just let it go. And dude, my family just raged. And then we set the record for the
highest bar.
So you run that. All I'm saying is you run that risk when you're like, yeah, open bar. My wedding needs to have an open bar.
Well,
wait
till
a bunch of Herberts walk in and then drink you out of house and home.
I'll just encourage my guests to bring their own bottle then.
But be sneaky about it. Don't
bring your own flask.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about bartenders who are bartending at weddings. It might be open bar. And people online were saying that having a tip jar out, very tacky.
I've been to a wedding where the bartender had like their digital form of payment, like Venmo, QR code for the tip, which I was totally cool with because I'm used to tipping.
See, I'm fine with that, but I'm not going to lie, there's been times where I'm like in the middle of tipping, but then it takes so long, go to the app and you're like swiping
through
to find the person. Yeah, the service is bad. And then you're like wrapped up in talking to people that you just like end up not. Do you know what I mean? It's different than like just putting the money in there.
I still also think because having bartended several weddings, it's like they pay you a flat rate that's not just your hourly wage. Like you're getting tipped. It's like you want to bartend this wedding, you get $300 or whatever.
Yeah.
And not $8 an hour.
I'm kind of more on that side that the couple should just be tipping after or whatever.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show familia. It's me, Staphosaurus, and I want to give a very, very, very special shout out to little Miss Amada. She starts second grade today. I hope you have the most beautiful and blessed day. And shout out to SJV Vikings. I hope everybody has a beautiful and blessed year. And I'm so excited for little Miss Amada to be in second grade. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day too. Love you guys.
Hey, nice. Happy birthday.
Happy year. Birthday. Yeah, go Vikings!
Woo-hoo! Who gives a fart?
Good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Do you guys want to see Post Malone in his underwear? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
Going now.
He's got a new campaign with Skims. You know, Kim's, you know, it started as shapewear, but she's expanded into like men's underwear. Now like head shapewear, a bunch of weird stuff. But anyways, Post Malone is featured in some new ads. Why are you laughing, Grant?
Because I can't tell where the underwear starts and his skin begins.
Oh my God, it does look like it's, part of
he's
his
He's got so many tattoos and the pattern on this underwear he's wearing, which it ends up, it's kind of like a camo pattern, but it looks like some leaves and trees and branches and stuff.
Yeah.
It just looks like the tattoos on his body. Like it looks
it
like...
It does.
You squint and you can't tell if he's wearing underwear at all.
I also can't tell if that's like stomach hair or tattoo.
Stomach hair.
Or both.
That's stomach hair. And then
okay. That's
just the, his nipples. Just they really stand out when you fully tattooed yourself.
Right.
And you got these two pink pepperonis.
Wait, right can, there. Right. Can they tattoo over those?
You can tattoo anything It'd these days, I'm pretty sure.
Extra painful, I imagine, but I would almost consider it in
yeah,
this case.
Yeah, it would blend better.
Go check out Posty.
That and then like
modeling
the hairy
belly
right. button area looks like a... Selena, it's not
Are
a bad
we
word. We're not
him?
Saying a bad word. You can talk about a man's nipples. It's not a bad thing. And I'm just saying that like... His belly button hair area almost looks like a face. Like it, if you
right,
squint,
a little happy face.
It looks like the two eyes and then like kind of a smirking face.
All right, so go check that out on our Instagram story. I thought you would enjoy that, Graham. All right, an NFL source says that Taylor and Travis are doomed. And this source, who talked to Radar Online, says that other people around them also feel the same way. So here's what they said. Quote, Travis is someone who thrives on structure, but the celebrity lifestyle he stepped into with Taylor has shattered that. Like last NFL season, for example, remember how bad he was doing? It was like record bad for Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
On his podcast, he did blame his bad season on distractions, but he said that was because he was doing too much, trying to get into TV. He had all these acting gigs and he was doing that game show on top of the podcast. But here's my question. Is him trying to expand into Hollywood, was that a little bit of Taylor's influence?
Yes.
Because she is like the ultimate entertainer, right?
Right.
So is she to blame for how bad his NFL season is? And that's why NFL experts, or not experts, but sources are like, at the end of the day, she is the distraction. Constant travel, the public appearances, just it's just pulling his focus away from football.
But I think that would happen with any relationship.
It is, but those two worlds, I mean, not every relationship is dating Taylor Swift.
That's
those are two completely different worlds.
Yeah, dating one of the most.
And a lot to handle.
Dating one of the most famous, if not the most famous person on the planet is going to change.
Balance everything.
Yeah. Your entire life, just given the attention and scrutiny that you get in your own life from all the fans and media and all the stuff. Like, your life has catapulted to another. I think he always wanted the spotlight. I mean, he was smiling big in those chunky Campbell's soup commercials or whatever he was doing.
That's
you know,
true.
Like he
and
wanted.
He had his show before.
Yeah, that's true.
He wanted all
that
stuff.
But that little dating show that nobody's even heard of, like that's different than what he stepped into now. Even the source is like he's haunted by the constant travel he's having to do to keep up with her and to see her, you know, whenever he's not playing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot. There's more pressure on his image too, because maybe back then he could say certain things or make certain jokes that wouldn't.
Yep. And now he can't,
you know.
But he's also at the
but I don't
he's
think
also at the
doomed.
Tail end of his career. So like his numbers declining.
His numbers are so bad he has to quit.
How
his
old
numbers
is he?
Declining. He's got a lot of miles on him for an NFL player. Like it's sort of the natural progression. And then if you're doing all this other stuff instead of being laser focused and training all day long, and he's won his championship rings, and like you
the
know.
Best thing he can do, and this is gonna sound bad, is just drop the football gig and be Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
I think after this season, that's probably what is going to happen.
He should, honestly.
I think they're just about there.
Wow.
But But do you think? But they're not doomed, like the source says. I don't think they're doomed.
Graham, you think they're doomed?
I don't know. I feel like in the prediction journal, I have them getting married and having kids and stuff.
That's right.
I don't know. Watching
you can do all that.
Some of those clips of that New Heights podcast.
It was cringe.
It was very cringe.
It was cringe, and but I don't.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
I like
but I
them
don't
together.
No.
Do you think it was like it a little fake? Like it was forced?
It didn't leave me going like, now that's a pair that will never break up. I don't know. Couples break up all the time. I don't.
Interesting. Do you think it was a little forced on the podcast? Be honest.
A little bit.
I would agree with that.
But like, didn't part of you
or whatever he called her?
Did part of you get that feeling? Like it was just like, I don't know that they're like this couple that I should envy because their love is so much greater than everyone else's. They see, I don't know. I was just kind of like, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I think for me, it was giving like honeymoon stage where they're still in that like very lovey-dovey like.
It was.
Vibe.
But I feel like they had to put on a certain.
Yeah, that for sure.
Certain. Show I think they, for I think the that podcast because it was Taylor.
And they've been dating for almost 3 years or whatever.
Yeah,
2 years
it's
or
been a
whatever.
Minute.
So like, oh, I think some of it was a little forced.
We're upsetting the Swifties.
Let's put that back in the can that it came out of. Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah,
right,
yeah,
next yeah. in the JV show, your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We were just talking about Post Malone in the new Skims ads. If you haven't seen him in these boxer briefs, JV Morning Show on our Instagram story.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, damn, you're really going to the details with Post Malone. Nipples? You didn't even know where the underwear starts? What's going on with you, man? Ooh, I have questions.
What? Were you like hoping the underwear never? Graham was saying that
what
his underwear kind of blended into his body. Mm-hmm. So were you hoping like there was no underwear on or something?
No, I just thought it was an interesting choice for the
campaign.
Yeah, but for that, like, do the underwear not come in solid colors? I would have put them in a solid color so that you could see the underwear. In these, the underwear are so camouflaged in amongst all his tattoos.
That it literally camoed in. Maybe that was the point.
Yeah.
Maybe, but you can't tell where the underwear starts and stops.
Again, that's on our Instagram story. Go check it out, JV Morning Show. All right, now let's kick off our What the Bleep game. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Mm-hmm. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave it on a talkback on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip. Listen up, people.
I've caught a couple people around the office staring at my...
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no. HR!
Should I be flattered? HR. Do I go to HR?
I think you should be flattered as long as the stare is not like overly creepy, right? We take that training every year. Like you're allowed to look, but like you can't just like lurkily look, right?
Quick glance.
I don't think you can admit to looking though.
Right. Well, you don't say like, and if you get caught looking, you look away really quick.
Right. So you look at people around the office.
If you don't look away really quick, that's when you get in trouble with HR. We've done the training.
Yeah, anyway. Something like that.
Whip out your iHeartRadio apps, stare at that screen, and don't stare for too long. You want to hit the red microphone button and leave your guess there because you got to get your guesses in quick because only the first correct guess of the morning is the one that's going to win the JV Show Chug Mug. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. And remember, that guess should be something PG because this is a family-friendly show.
All right, get those guesses in. We're going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Right now we're playing What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your clean, family-friendly guess on the talkbacks on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I've caught a couple people around the office staring at my...
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I'm going to HR. I don't care.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Oh, so looking is okay.
Oh, I know.
Okay, no. She's here for that. No. You gotta tell your man that.
Remember, this is a family show, like I just said, so those guesses got to be clean. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. My guess is going to be shoes. Jess always has cute shoes on.
Staring at your shoes.
Selena, care to weigh in on that? I can't speak to the caliber and cuteness of Jess's shoes.
I think Jess does wear
normally have cute shoes on.
Let me say this about Jess: she dresses like she gives a damn. Okay, sometimes she'll come in here with like little heels on, little boots. Her shoes are cute.
That is refreshing because the other people on the show dress like they don't give a damn, and I'm not talking about me.
Wow, shots fired!
I am a tired mom up all night with my gaggle of kids. Give me a break.
Jokes.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. This is Norma from Oakland. Wanted to guess out the bleeped out word. Is it lunch bag? Have a great day. Bye.
Is that a lunch bag?
Jess, are you bringing a sack lunch to work?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
You look like somebody
bag.
That would.
I actually would want to bring a little like lunch to work every day.
Oh, you're right. She is someone.
Yeah,
I told you. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica for Pidol. My guest for the bleep that word is ring. Have a great day.
Oh, your ring. That engagement ring.
A good guess. Because after the engagement happened, people were like wanting to see the ring.
They were. So that's true, but not today's.
Not today's
right.
word.
Yeah. All right. What is today's word? Continue to leave those guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show on a Wednesday. Happy Hump Day!
Oh, yeah, it's Hump Day, Hump Day!
I thought you guys were going to leave me hanging there.
No.
Oh, my God.
No problem.
All right. We are playing What the Bleep, where hopefully you are about to win this Chug Mug if you left your guess. This is where you got to guess the bleeped out word.
Mm-hmm.
It's always something clean. Just keep that in mind. You leave your guess on the talkbacks. And here is today's clip in case you missed it.
I've caught a couple people around the office staring at my...
All right, now to the talkbacks.
Wow. Sounds
Let's
a little braggy.
If
like,
we got a winner.
Everyone's looking at me. Yeah.
Hey, JV Show. This is Paco from Michoacan, Mexico. Currently in Sunnyvale. I think the bleeped out word is paper.
Paper.
Looking at my paper.
Stop trying to cheat on my paper. No, we don't take tests like that anymore here.
No.
But JV Show, I just checked number one in Michoacan, Mexico, and in Sunnyvale.
Yes!
So,
love that.
That's
for
a big
it.
Deal.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, JV Show. This is LaShelle from San Jose. I think that the bleeped out word this morning is calves. Maybe you really work out and you have toned calves. All right. Have a great morning.
Oh, do you have nice calves, Jess?
My calves are... Not very.
Never noticed.
Can you, you guys are on that great. Side of the console there. Jess, can you roll up
Let
your pant leg and show
Let
your calves
see.
To
oh
Selena?
Oh, my God, the hair.
Oh.
Little. I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Is she flexing? I couldn't tell. Did you even flex?
Oh, I did
I saw
it.
No
was
muscle
I
tone.
To? Those are cute. Those
you got to show off your calves. Are, you got to try to flex them.
Those are cute little things.
All right, she's going full flex.
No,
she's standing
muscle.
On her toes.
There's muscle. There's actually muscle.
Okay.
There's a little bit.
And there's no hair. I was joking.
Hi, this is Gracie from Milton, Delaware, and I think the word is hair.
Oh, there you go, hair.
No stares at your hair.
Even with your new do?
Only one person noticed.
Yeah.
Around the office.
It wasn't me. By the way, thank you for leaving that talkback right there. I had to look that one up to see if JV Show's number one in Milton, Delaware. And you guys, great news.
Yes.
We were number three last month, and now we're number one there.
We made
it. We've done it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Daniel from Vallejo. My guess for the bleeped out word is la bibira.
La bibira.
A what now?
A la bibira. I love it. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I've caught a couple people around the office staring at my la boo-boo. I don't know if they're judging, if they want
they
to
are.
Touch it.
No, they don't. Like, that thing looks matted.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does, Jess.
Are you
this
supposed
is
to,
how they look.
Are you supposed to wash your liver? Why does Daniel Vallejo, why do you say liver?
I don't know. If I throw it in the wash and then I dry it, like I feel like the hair is going to look worse.
I don't mean throw it like in the washer, but like give it like a nice little like
a
bath.
Rinse?
Yeah.
Okay.
To kind of like shampoo it or something.
Yeah,
I'll try that.
And then brush the hair. I figured you brought it into the shower with you every day. That's what I would do with mine.
Oh, I guess I could try that out.
I mean, la boo-boo, they're so precious.
Do we have a lot of shout outs?
You guys, we have a lot of shout outs, so we better get into it. Buckle up. And if you don't hear your name, we tried our best. But everybody this morning, and holy tidal wave of talkbacks, thank you guys for playing along this morning. But yes, a lot of people on that correct guess, but they weren't as fast as Daniel and Vallejo, who got his la-burr in there first. Yvonne in San Jose had it, so did Emily in Vallejo. Manny in Oakley, what's up? Manny, what's up?
What's up?
Jamie and Martinez had it, so did Melanie in San Juan. Batista Sal in San Francisco had it, so did James and Clovis. Jen in South City. Julie up in Valley Springs. What's up, Julie? What's up? Yadaline in East Palo Alto. TJ in Livermore. That's our boy, TJ. What's up? Charles in San Jose had it, so did Sarah in beautiful Grass Valley. Jamie in Concord had it, so did Celine in Napa. Linda in Brentwood. Ellen in Half Moon Bay. Eric in San Jose had it, so did Jess in Brentwood. April in beautiful Applegate. Applegate and Grass Valley about to fight it out. Which one's more beautiful? Richard in San Rafael had it. So did Barry in Union City. Jose in San Jose got it. So did Terry in Vermilion, Ohio. JV Show number one there, obviously. It's not even close. Ariana in Vacaville had it. So did Sophia. She didn't care to say where she's from, but probably somebody here in the Bay Area. Virginia in San Mateo had it. So did Samantha in Hogwarts. Is JB Show what? Number one in Hogwarts?
I think we are.
Gotta look that up for
also,
me.
Also, I don't think Samantha ever responded to my email like a long, long time ago.
Samantha, get on
that. She won a chug mug before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Wow, and didn't even collect it? And like, what's Harry Potter even drinking out of right now? Jessica and Pinole, that's what Hogwarts is from, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen it or read the book. Okay. Jasmine in San Leandro had it, so did Rolando in Vallejo. Isabel in Antioch had it, so did Gerardo in Fremont. Destiny in Oakland had it. Leslie in Belmont. Our buddy Eric in Newark had it, as well as probably a few other people. But holy, I mean, I can't get to all of them.
Thank you, everyone, for playing.
Yes.
Leave me those talkbacks.
Nice job, everyone.
We are going to do it again tomorrow morning, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Oh, yeah, hump day. Everyone, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Marie and my son, Josh.
Marie and Josh. Well, good morning to you guys. How are you doing?
Doing good. Taking Josh to his first day of school.
Happy birthday. What grade?
Sixth.
Was that fifth or sixth?
Sixth grade.
That's a big. Is this middle school for him?
It is.
Oh my God. That's
a pivotal year. Yeah. I mean, you wear the wrong thing and fall, you'll become a social Titanic from that all the way until you graduate high school.
Don't listen to my friend Graham, okay? He doesn't know what he's talking about. You're going to be fine.
Just kidding. It's going to be great.
You're going to have a great day, and hopefully you guys can win some tickets.
Yep. We have 4 tickets on the line for you today for the California Academy of Sciences.
Marie and Josh, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and you win. Are you guys ready?
We are.
All right, here's question number 1. A koala's diet consists primarily of what kind of plant?
Is it a bamboo, or eucalyptus?
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, bamboo's the panda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Koala bears, they're so cute. I hear they're kind of mean, though. But
that's what I heard, too. They'll scratch your face off.
Yeah, they will. All right, question number two. On a pool table, the balls are often described as stripes or what? Or stripes and?
Solid.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Solids.
There we go.
Stripes and solids. Do you have a preference, Selena? Stripes or solids?
No.
I like stripes.
Solids.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's question number 3. Buzz Aldrin was the second human to ever step foot on what? Can you say that one more time?
The moon? Yep.
There we go.
Allegedly. All right, question number 4. I don't think they even need this one. They've already won the game. So we'll do this one just for funsies. In 1997, Mike Tyson infamously bit a piece of what boxer's ear off?
Feather.
A what now?
Mayweather?
Nope. No, Tyson and Mayweather. Did they ever...
I don't think so.
I don't think that's a thing. Evander Holyfield is who whose ear he bit off. One of the most infamous moments in all of sports history.
Right. But who cares? Because you guys won 4 tickets to the California Academy.
Nice job.
Congrats.
You did it. Congratulations. And Josh, you officially have the coolest mom ever. You guys were on the radio. On your first day of school.
But when you're just joining middle school, you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want people to know you listen to the JV show. They're like, that's a show for boomers.
Like, me?
I'm just kidding.
I hope you guys don't feel that way.
Joking.
Well, congratulations, Marie. I hope you have a great day. And Josh, you're going to have an amazing day on your first day at school, all right?
All right.
No.
He's like, I don't
He's
care.
He's like, who cares? All right, hang on, guys.
Care, bro. You're so skibbity. Get me off
this call. Sorry. Am I being beta right now?
Dude. Yeah, you are.
Try being more Sigma. Thank you.
Yeah. For anybody else listening, though, enjoy double the fun with 2 exciting new exhibits at the California Academy of Sciences. That's Dino Days and Unseen Oceans. So get your tickets at calacademy.org.
Nice. No cap.
And Graham, we have shout outs.
We do. I got a DM here. It says, good morning, Graham. I want to wish my amazing son, Aiden, a happy 16th birthday today. Aiden, you've become such a humble, respectful, and responsible young man, and I love you more every day. Thank you for being you. Happy birthday. We've listened to the JV show since Aiden was a baby. Thank you.
Aww.
And that's from Mom Erica. Yes, happy 16th
birthday.
Aiden, that's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah. Another one here. Hey, Graham, is there any chance I can get a shout out to my daughter, Layla? Nah. Let's move to the next one. Oh, fine. Wishing her a wonderful first day of 3rd grade from her mama, papa, and her Coco. Oh, and please throw a who gives a fart in there too. Thanks, and that is from Dad Josh. Yes, have a great first day of third grade.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's, we don't a good give point. A fart.
Another one here. Birthday shout out. Yesterday was our baby girl's 11th birthday. Please let Layla know we love her so much. And that's from Mom Amanda. Yes, happy belated birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One more. Good morning, Graham. Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Joseph gives plenty of them. Could you give a happy birthday shout out for my buddy Joseph, 22 years old today? Thank you very much. And happy National Radio Day. And that's from our buddy Danny Castillo.
Thank
yes.
you.
Happy, happy birthday, Joseph. Woo! I hope you have the best day ever.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, but then there's that.
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning to you. Before we get to today's hottest trending.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ruby from San Mateo. I want to give a big birthday shout out to my little sister, Yesenia. She is turning 21 years old today. Happy birthday, baby sis. Can't wait to celebrate with you. We're going to have all the drinks. Bye.
Yay!
Nice.
Woo-hoo,
21. Have fun.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point.
Happy first day of school, St. Bede. This is from CJ and Hayward.
Yeah, come here.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people barely going back.
St. Bede? St. Either way, go Buffaloes!
V's up!
Yeah!
Have a great first day.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, there's a couple of celebrities that are allegedly upset by Taylor's new showgirl era. Let's run through both of them real quick, and okay. I want to know if you think Taylor took inspiration from them, because that's why they're bothered. They think Taylor Swift copied them, okay? The first person is Britney Spears.
Oh, boy.
According to a source, Britney feels like Taylor, copied her iconic stage wardrobe from back in 2001, where Britney wore a rhinestone bra-looking thing and, like, fringed armbands. We have both looks up on our Instagram story. Go to JV Morning Show. Go check it out. And Graham and Jess, let me know what you guys think.
No.
It's a reach.
No ripping off here.
No.
It's, I think it's a reach as well.
Showgirl attire. Like, I know. Mm-hmm. You know how many movies and artists have been portrayed and worn similar things? I mean, it's countless.
According to this source, Britney feels like she should even have like a credit in the liner notes.
Are you serious?
For inspo. Okay, the other person is Pamela Anderson, because she starred in the last Showgirl that came out last year, and she put her entire like heart and soul into that movie, and like that was like her baby. And so she thinks that Taylor just took a lot of inspiration, and she's not really like mad at Taylor, but just wants some acknowledgement. Do you think there's anything there? No.
I mean, she could have taken inspiration from it, but like, do you have to acknowledge?
I'm with everyone that what Taylor's doing is just like the Showgirl aesthetic,
right?
She is not the first person to do it.
No.
Pamela is not the first person to do
it. Britney Spears
is not. Exactly. So, no, I don't think they should get any credits on the
just
album.
Like every woman at home, myself included, that has a rhinestone bra, like, be like, Taylor, you need to give me credit because clearly I had it first. I mean, there's probably millions of those out there. You have one, right, Selena?
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jess, where do you keep yours?
In my nightstand.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. Is that where, like, you keep the rest of your...
No.
Oh, where are my sticky boobs?
I don't know where your sticky boobs are.
Yeah, my sticky boobs are there, too.
All right, so Coldplay was performing last night in England, you guys, and Chris Martin, for the first time, like, actually addressed the Coldplay scandal with the astronomer CEO and the whole affair that broke out after that. So he was once again doing the Jumbotron segment of his show.
This is not, never will be, and never was, a kiss cam. It's not a kiss cam. We put one couple and then you're branded a kiss cam for the rest of your life. It's unbelievable. This is called a Jumbotron. And we've done this for a long, long time. And we pick people out to say hello. And sometimes they turn out to be an internationally massive scandal, sure. But most of the time we're just trying to say hello to some people. That's all. Now on to this bull.
I like the guy recording it. shut up.
I hate that about recording videos. You ever go back and watch and you sound so annoying over it?
And then you can't put it on your Instagram story.
Have we ever gotten an official, like, real response from those people that were involved in that scandal? I mean, other than
there
were a couple of purported statements, and did any of them end up being true? I don't know.
No.
And then why has there not been a sit-down interview with Robin Roberts or somebody. You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
There's a dollar amount out there that get them to sit down. I feel like a lot of people would want to
work. We don't have any dollar amounts for them, but work on that.
I'm getting
for our show.
Yeah, line them up. We can give them a JV show chug mug.
Maybe.
I don't even know. Yeah, that's
no. We're gonna reward cheaters.
Yeah, but we want to talk to them.
Yeah, this is the bribe.
I'll tell them that, but we won't actually give them one.
All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right, I got a couple of quick money-related stories we need to discuss first. Big reminder that tonight's Powerball jackpot, $643 million.
Oh,
the
my God,
lump sum
that.
Cash payment, I think we all do, on that would be $290 million. Oh, that's a pretty nice take home.
You would never see me again.
Well, before taxes, of course. So make sure you get your ticket. And if you win, which you won't, don't forget to generously show your appreciation for your favorite local morning radio show.
On National Radio.
Especially because it's National Radio Day.
That would be a great
tie-in. All right. If you've ever used your company credit card for some personal things that you probably shouldn't have and then just, you know, expensed it, listen up, because one guy in Iowa did that and he's going to jail over it. 34-year-old Mitch Williams, he was just sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for fraud after he, let's say, extensively used his company's credit cards to buy things. And then he submitted falsified receipts and then lied about those charges on those expense reports to make it appear that they were legitimate business expenses, which they were not. Now, to be fair, this guy was really lying about it because he used his company's card to buy $140,000 in Pokemon cards.
Oh my God.
He loved his Pokemon cards and other gaming items and gift cards, but mainly Pokemon cards.
Are you serious?
That's embarrassing. Maybe he lied out of embarrassment.
But then once you, I mean, a pack or two, yeah, you can say, oh, that was from a business lunch or something. And here's I bought a coffee there at Target or whatever. Yeah, $140,000 worth. And then you got to change the receipts to other stuff. That's a lot of money and expenses. He did. The Department of Justice got involved in this and he ended up having to pay back $146,000. At least he's ordered to pay that back. I doubt he has that money, although I'm sure they're going to make him liquidate his Pokemon card collection.
Oh, my God.
While he's spending four so years in federal prison. So you might want to think twice before you fudge a little receipt on your company credit card. Selena, do you ever use your company card?
I have a company card, and it's a good thing because I feel like I could not be trusted with it.
They didn't give you a company card?
You have one?
I use mine to buy gas like every third day.
Shut your mouth.
And then what's funny is, here's what I do on the receipt. I just say, because you know when you're filling out the expense report, mm-hmm. I just put business lunch, LOL. And then I hit submit.
And just hope it goes through.
Yeah, and every time it just goes through. They've been paying for my gas for years now.
Wait, so why haven't you bought us lunch with your company card?
Jess, you didn't get a company card?
No, I didn't.
Whoa. Whoops.
Yeah.
Wow.
To be honest, I they didn't give me one
either.
Okay,
that's what I was thinking.
This is radio. Even though it's National Radio Day, we don't have company cards. It's radio.
Listen,
no,
everyone starting school today, everyone on their way to school, we feel you. We know you need a Chromebook. We have one for you every day this month.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Hump Day!
JV Show, it's Skylar from Santa Rosa. I was just thinking about the Taylor Swift and the Britney Spears conversation. Didn't Britney Spears have an issue with Halsey copying her style from her music video, even though she got permission? I don't know. Seems a little suspicious.
There was, so we were talking about Britney allegedly upset that, you know, Taylor's new showgirl era is like a ripoff of something she wore on stage back in the early 2000s. And if you want to see that, it's on JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. I did feel like that was a little bit of a reach. Like, I think the showgirl aesthetic, anyone can run with that.
Right.
There was some drama with Halsey, though. Either last year or the year before, Halsey put out a song called Lucky, and it sampled Britney Spears' song Lucky. And Britney, like, bashed it at first. And Halsey was like, I filled you in every step of the way. And then Britney later came back and was like, love Halsey. Like, we're good.
Well, we got to give Britney a break because she doesn't really know.
She doesn't really know what's happening. Yeah. So, you know.
That's a good point.
Are we going to ignore the fact that Jess just opened up some expired yogurt here in the studio and ate it?
It just expired 2 days
ago. That's disgusting.
What?
I'm sorry. It's dairy. I don't mess with that.
Jess, during that last song, just brought that to our attention. This is 2 days past the date. Like, do you think I should eat it? And I full, like...
Support, right?
Yes, full support. You should eat that. Yogurt probably, I mean, I bet you got months past the date where it's still good. And Selena's like, I don't mess with dairy like that. Anything past the date, it's suspect.
That's gross. But yogurt expires so fast. I just bought these last week.
That's a trick to get you to buy more. Yogurt stays fresh forever if
no,
it's sealed.
No, it doesn't stay fresh forever. It is still dairy. If it's expired, do not eat it.
But it was just 2 days ago.
I'm just saying
okay,
it lasts way...
Okay, if you want to play with your stomach...
way longer.
Everything else.
There's no going back now. It's gone.
Oh my God, you ate it?
Oh no, your poor stomach. Yeah, the problem with those expiration dates is once it's inside your head that something might taste a little funny, it just ruins the enjoyment of that yogurt. That's all you can think about the entire time.
It didn't taste as good as yesterday, so that's for sure.
Now, let's talk about women proposing to men. Over the weekend, Bella Thorne posted on Instagram some pictures of her down on one knee, this elaborate proposal to her. Well, her situation's a little different. Like, she captioned it, 3 years ago we met. 1 year later, he proposed. Now, 1 year later, so did I. So they were already engaged, but I guess as a way to show her commitment to him, she also got down on one knee and proposed to him, even though they were already engaged. By the way, people are like, that's stupid.
That's weird.
But what I wanted to ask is, how do you feel about women proposing to men? Because a lot of the comments are like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. This one should have just stayed in your photo gallery. Like, why are you posting this? Other people, of course, thought it was very sweet to show him the same amount of love and commitment back. How do you guys feel about this?
Well, if had she proposed first, would you think it was less stupid?
Yeah, let's talk about, let's say they weren't already engaged and she got down.
Take out the double engagement, which makes absolutely no sense.
Thank you.
Right.
Although, is that just a tool to get him to hurry up and like, hey, why haven't we done the wedding part yet? Yeah, I'm over here.
Well, let's take that out of the equation. Right. We're talking about a first time down on one knee.
An initial proposal.
She proposes.
Not for me. I wouldn't want to be the one to get down on. I just would feel so awkward getting down on one knee and be like, will you marry me?
I could never.
So you're judging.
I'm not judging. If she has that much confidence that he's ready for that and you want to do it and it works for you guys, by all means. I would feel like if my man hasn't proposed yet, it's because he's not ready. He doesn't want to. And so I'm not going to face or risk rejection down on one knee.
Because it would feel like if at that point I'm proposing, it would feel like he would feel like he has to say yes, and then it's like a pressure or a forcing.
Don't you feel like, isn't there pressure to say yes if a guy gets down on one knee in front of you? And there, have that same fear of rejection,
like,
I guess.
Not as much. It's like by the time a man is ready to do that, you have a pretty good idea that she's been wanting that.
Well, I should hope
But then again, I do think, though, if a woman were to propose to a guy, I think she would make sure she knows that he's like ready for that as well.
I hope so. Also, let me ask you this, because I did ask my husband about this yesterday, and he said that if I were to get down on one knee, he would be like, get up. It would feel like emasculating for him. Like, he feels like he would have to be the one to do it.
Well, I would still, that doesn't get you out of getting an engagement ring and all that stuff. See, if it happened to me and my wife proposed to me, I would say yes.
Right, but would you feel a little awkward or?
Of course, I think it would be. That's uncharted territory and something I did not expect coming. Would I feel emasculated? No, not really. But would I feel uncomfortable by it? Because like that's something that I wanted to do. Sure. But would I still say yes? Of course. 1,000 times yes. But I would still...
You jump into her arms and you wrap your legs around her waist.
No, I want her to carry me across the threshold and toss me onto the bed. And just, I can't tell you what happens after that.
Oh, I don't want to know.
But I would still buy an engagement ring. I'd be like, okay, well, you proposed to me, but I'm still now going to give you the ring that I wanted to do. And then there we would end up with that weird double engagement thing.
I guess my main question for scenarios like this is, does a woman hint at the fact that she's going to be doing this to kind of get some sort of reaction from the guy to make sure it's like...
I'm sure like all couples, it's something they've discussed. You know, I would hope no one's just doing this out of the blue. But even I would feel like, and this happens in a lot of relationships, the guy's just kind of stringing you along. And like, what if you think like, okay, he does want to marry me, but really he's not ready to
be engaged. He's not ready, or he's just gotten comfortable and just...
Yeah.
And is not... motivated, because like we're engaged or we're not engaged, we've been together for many years and I got everything I need.
That can happen.
Sometimes
too.
Guys need a little.
Either ways, I still can.
Wait, so then okay,
I still could not.
How does it work then? Oh, the woman proposes to the guy, so then now the guy is wearing his engagement ring until they get married.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here for it then.
In this in this Bella Thorne example, did she present him with the ring? Did you mention that?
Like, I think she did because I saw the picture. She was down on one knee and she had like a, she was holding something.
Got it.
So I think so.
Yeah, I ain't wearing no engagement.
Wow.
I'd say yes, but like, and then I'm expected to put that, I don't know.
Yeah.
That part might be a little masculine.
All right, so,
but it is weird. Like, why is this some social norm tradition?
I know.
Like, women can ask men out for the first time. And they're, yeah. You know.
There's
so,
no
like,
right or wrong way.
Who cares?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess.
Yeah.
You just downed an entire thing of yogurt that expired 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well, I just noticed that it was August 18th, 2025. On the expiration date. I didn't.
And you ate it anyways. Yeah. The talkbacks are talking.
I'm with Selena, Jess. I would not eat expired yogurt. I mean, anything dairy. Expired milk, expired yogurt, expired cheese, expired. No, it's a hard pass. You're just risking having, like, serious stomach issues. Anyways, you already ate it, so hope it was good.
Good luck.
Oh, no. Yeah, is it bouncing around in there? Are you fighting?
How do you feel?
Not
the rest
yet.
Of your stomach?
Not yet. But after Graham said that it would taste different, of course, my mind
But you
started...
still finished it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I did, because 11 grams of protein.
Expired protein?
Yogurt is already bad. That's what makes it yogurt. It's already sour and spoiled. So you can eat it. It's still good.
Wait.
Yeah, isn't that what makes yogurt yogurt? It's the bacteria culture is growing.
Okay,
in
yeah.
Dairy.
So if anything, I'm getting even more bacteria,
yeah, the
which is good.
Just having a slightly bigger bacteria.
Well, then
bigger
how does yogurt get bad? Because it's not just good forever. Like at a point, it does get bad.
Yeah, eventually it will.
Okay.
Will spoil.
But
eventually.
And like I'm not over here drinking expired milk. I draw the line somewhere. But it's yogurt seems.
But
okay.
You would drink it 2 days after if it smells fine. Looks fine.
You
would.
It tastes fine. Yeah.
How about the first talkback we played? Expired anything dairy?
That
cheese past the date?
Not doing it.
You check the date on cheese?
Yes, I do.
That's psychopath behavior.
Anything dairy? That's I don't mess with it. I've had an expired bread. If it looks fine, I'll do tortillas. Whatever.
But
just
what about
dairy,
cheese?
No
cheese. A block of cheese. You can see if it is bad or not. It has mold growing on it. If it's past the date and you're throwing it out, you're just being incredibly wasteful.
No. I still feed it to my family.
Oh, good.
I don't eat it.
As long as somebody's eating it. I just think that in this country and probably globally, we have the biggest problem with food waste because people see this. Date and just with the yogurt, you're like every bite it because of that date, it's inside your head. And you're like, I don't know, it doesn't taste quite as good. But throwing out cheese and things where you can clearly visually see, I get it if you don't want to smell test your milk. But
if it looks fine, if it smells fine, most of the time I still will use it. But for me, it's a mental thing where I can't get past it.
Oh, it's the food waste, billions of dollars of food wasted every year. We got people starving in the streets.
Good morning, JV Show. Justin from San Pablo here. Just eat the yogurt. Don't listen to Selena. Even if it is the expiration date for the product, it's more likely for the sale date and the safety for the manufacturer so they don't get sued in the long run. So I'm going to eat my yogurt that expired last week when I get to work. And thanks for the Giants Sweetie tickets. It was amazing. Woo-hoo. Sweetie Slade.
Yeah.
Oh, glad you had fun.
Nice.
Oh, I do still have another yogurt in my fridge right now.
Still
that I'll
good.
Bring
that is
tomorrow.
So gross.
I just looked up
God.
How long past the date can you eat yogurt? This is the AI overview response, but you can eat yogurt 1 to 3 weeks past its expiration date if it's been refrigerated.
Okay, but
you
that
guys,
is gross.
I'm just telling you, it's fine. If you open it up and it's fine and it smells fine, it's fine.
Don't.
There's nothing wrong with it. Also, what type of person are you? Block of cheese in the fridge, and it does have one little spot of mold on it. Will you cut it off and keep going?
No.
Or it's thrown out?
It's thrown out.
Food
I mean,
waste.
If I really need the cheese for the recipe that I'm using,
I'm throwing it out.
And there's a big enough block.
But if it's bad enough to grow mold, I'm not using
that's
it.
That's the point. I did hear that.
Cut it off and live your life. It's fine.
No.
You just cut it off and you're fine.
That's disgusting.
I heard you're not supposed to do that. Like with bread, if a little piece of bread has just a tiny bit of mold, it's all contaminated.
Do you know that the mold that, I don't know, I'm going to make it up, but 99% of the mold that happens on your food or whatever is totally harmless if you ate it? I mean, it's not going to kill you.
Okay, Graham,
you
can eat all the mold you want. I'm not eating that.
I heard rice mold is really bad for you.
Why is your rice getting moldy?
No, I've just heard about it. Like, there's videos where it's like, you should never let your rice.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I think that's when people leave food out overnight that's already been cooked. And then you're creating, you're growing bacteria.
That's different. All right. Next, here on the JV show, Grandma, we're going to talk about the unexpected visitor that showed up at your house.
Yeah.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
We've started a new rice debate.
Yes, we have. We were talking about Jess eating 2 day past expiration date yogurt. And then somehow, Jess, I believe it was you that mentioned you can't eat expired rice or something, or rice that's been cooked and left out or something, because that's the worst. And now the talkbacks are coming in about the rice.
Good morning, JV show. It's Ashlyn from San Jose. My family leaves rice out overnight, and I still eat it. My parents still eat it. I'm fine. My stomach is actually stronger than my partner's. So there's that. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, so I actually did look this up. I did hear about this because there was something called fried rice syndrome.
Yeah, and somebody died.
We've heard of people, yes, from eating rice that was improperly stored, like it was left out and then reheated.
That's scary.
Yeah, so it is a thing.
Good morning, JV show. This is Elena from Chico, and I'm just wanted to chime in on the whole rice mold thing. I actually agree with Jess. I was watching a documentary, and I learned about how dangerous it is to actually eat rice 24 hours after it's been cooked, especially if it's something you continually do. It can actually cause a heart disease or a heart problem. So I'll have to look it up and tell you what documentary it is, but we no longer eat.
But okay, question. Is it only if it's left out? Like,
yes.
So if it's refrigerated, it's good.
From what I understand, as long as it's properly stored and refrigerated, I'm going home today to eat some leftover rice from last night. Like, are you kidding me?
Too.
I'm not going to throw it out. It's perfectly delicious. Last night's dinner was tasty. I can't wait for the leftovers. Anyway, yeah, but it's what happened in that one, because there was a death recently if some of this happened to somebody, but they had left, fried rice or whatever out just on the counter, not refrigerated, and then heated it up the next day to eat it, thinking it was fine, and it was one of the cases where it's not fine. I'm sure 99% of the time it probably is, but
I ain't taking my chances.
There's a chance it could not be fine and
absolutely not
very bad consequences.
All right. So what happened at your house?
Okay, so let me just recap, because yesterday we talked about how a very ominous sign happened on my property, a dead owl. And Jess, you looked it up, and it can mean all sorts of bad things.
Mostly that it's haunted.
I've opened some sort of portal to the spirit world or something. And I checked yesterday. The owl is still there, you guys. And he's just like,
that is creepy. Just, get rid of it.
He's just laying their wings out. And I went by again because his eyes were open again. I had to shut his eyes again.
Ew.
Good night, sweet prince. And I closed his eyes. Actually, I don't think his eyeballs are there anymore. But now, you guys, yesterday, I'm working in the garage and my daughter comes running in. And in the background, I can hear Kate, like, she screams super loud. And then my daughter comes in. She's like, you got to get to the kitchen now. And I'm thinking, like, oh, man, this is something bad. This is scary. So I rush in there. There was a mouse in the drawer of our pots and pans.
No.
And Kate went to grab a pan out. And the mouse jumped and it scared the hell out of her. She started screaming. Now, Jess, does this have some sort of meaning? Or is it just the owl that's normally keeping my mice, the mouse population at bay? He died, and now the mice are just running rampant
infested
and having a field day. And what I can't figure out is how he got in there, because the cabinet is sealed on all sides. It's a wood box, right? And just with a drawer in the front.
They're little.
There's no
hole, but where did
no
he
little
get?
Crack, no nothing back there?
No. It is a perfectly sealed cube, top and all sides, and a drawer in the front. Where did he get in? Or
I don't know.
I mean, my only explanation there is that it's like that movie Ratatouille, and when I pulled open the drawer, he scurried over and hopped in there, and then he was getting his pans ready to make us a delicious meal last night.
Obviously, I think in some instances it can symbolize fear.
Here we
a
go.
Little mouse or overcoming a fear of something.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
that's not a bad thing.
Is there a fear?
So yeah, I read that they can represent. There's both positive and negative connotations when it comes to mice. Like, you went over some of the negative ones, but some of the positive ones: good fortune,
okay,
fertility. And cleverness.
The only good fortune it brought me was that we then had to wash all the pots and pans
in that
drawer.
And you needed to do that. You had
right,
to do that.
Right, see? Check that off the list. So thank you, little tiny mouse.
I'm not so mad at this one. The owl was clearly a sign that, like, something bad and evil is happening at your house. But the mouse, I feel like it's more like Snow White. Like, just like a little, like, or Cinderella, whatever. One of those where the mice just is cute and talks to you.
And what if the owl just hit the power lines? It was purely accidental because he was right below a set of power lines. So I can only assume he accidentally flew into those. And then the mouse, I let him go free because when I got all the pans out of the drawer, he was just in there and he couldn't get out because it's kind of a deep drawer. Oh. I carried the entire drawer outside and let him go. I can only assume he's come back by now because I've read that mice can find their way back
obviously.
From like a mile away.
And,
so
yeah.
And
it obviously
and he's bringing all his friends.
And yeah. it came back in his little red convertible like Stuart Little.
Oh.
yeah. That's so cute.
I'd rather he's in there cooking, making me dinner, like ratatouille. Oh. That'd be way better.
No, I'll take Little
Chef.
Little.
I hope Little Chef is down there making something. yeah, no, more or less, this is Welcome to Country Living.
I think so.
There's mice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, JV Show. I would really love if you guys can please wish my daughter Reese a happy 8th birthday. It's her second day of 3rd grade, and she's so excited, and we're so proud of her. We love you, Reese. Keep working hard in everything you do. We're so proud. Love Mom, Dad, Lily, and Micah.
Aww.
Awesome.
Happy birthday, Reese.
Yes. Have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, K-pop Demon Hunters is on track to be the most streamed movie in the history of Netflix.
This is crazy.
It is sitting at number 2 right now. Number 1 is still Red Notice with Dwayne Johnson and Ryan Reynolds. I haven't even seen
what?
That movie.
I thought you were going to say Squid Game. Oh, but that's
movie.
A show.
We're talking about movies here. Yeah. So number 1 is Red Notice, but right behind it is K-pop Demon Hunters. And they're saying that just at this rate, K-pop Demon Hunters will break that record and become number 1. How crazy is that?
That's insane.
Have you watched it yet, Graham?
It's
gonna happen. Your daughter's obsessed with it.
I've seen it on in the background. That's about it. What about you?
I put it on for my daughter yesterday. She gave 0 farts about it.
Really?
Yeah.
No farts.
But she's
given.
Also still really
Who
young.
Gives a
I'm
going
to try it out on my son and see what he thinks. Because one of my kids has to give some farts, you know?
My daughter loved it. She told me this is her new favorite movie.
And have you gotten your tickets to the sing-along event going down this weekend in theaters?
Oh, about that. Ooh, because, see what had happened was I decided that that's not something I would want to do. But I haven't looked up to see if it's playing at my local theater or not.
Graham, you got to get
shout
on
out,
that.
Shout out to the Napa Cinemark.
According to this, 1,700 theaters in the U.S. and Canada have already booked the special event. And this is mostly with like Regal and Cinemark theaters. Alamo Drafthouse is another one. But as of yesterday, 1,000 Showtime's already sold out. So it's gonna be one of those things that you got to get your tickets now for.
I'm going to look and see. Talk amongst yourselves.
Moving on while you're checking ticket showtimes. Did you hear what happened to Tamar Braxton?
No.
Tamar Braxton, she shared yesterday, thank you God for waking me up today. And everyone's like, okay, like people post things like that all the time. She went on to post, I struggled to write this, but everyone keeps calling me. And honestly, I can't even really talk anymore. I'm so weak. She said, I almost died on Sunday. I was found in a pool of blood from my friend and with a face injury. And as the days go by, the worse it is. I fractured my nose, lost some teeth and mobility. The way I look at life now is totally different. You know, as my health is on the mend, my mental journey begins. I don't even know what happened to me. She just woke up like that.
Scary.
Isn't that scary?
Also, who is that?
Graham. Tamar Braxton.
She was on the show.
Braxton Family Values or something like that. One of the Braxton sisters.
Also the other show. Right?
Sure. But who is that again?
Okay, just because you don't know. Other people know her, but that's so scary.
Oh, yeah, very scary.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? I need more details
I know,
about this.
That's all she said. Grammy, what do you have in trending?
Okay, first, Cinemark Theater in Napa will be showing K-pop Demon Hunters for their sing-along event this weekend. They've got times on Saturday and Sunday available. It looks like the Vallejo Cinemark also doing it. One in Novato, Richmond. They got a lot of times.
So which
Pleasant
one are you going?
Hill
okay,
has
good.
A ton of times available if people are looking to do this. So sounds like a lot of Bay Area theaters are going to be involved in this K-pop Demon Hunters sing-along event. So get your kids and prepare to be miserable.
It'll be fun.
I'm kidding. Everybody that we've had a lot of listeners weighing on the talkback saying they love the movie
That's
as well,
the thing,
and their kids love it too. So it's a good one. All right, a Croatian man just totally pounded a world record, and this one I can't even begin to comprehend how he did it. Vidomir Marić, he went underwater in a swimming pool and he held his breath for 29 minutes and 3 seconds. Almost a half of an hour holding his breath underwater. He beat the previous world record for longest held breath by close to 5 minutes. 29 minutes, Selena. To put this in perspective, we will now have Jess begin to hold her breath.
Okay.
Selena, get your stopwatch out as I continue to talk about this story because I want to see how long Jess
Tell
is able to do it. Because they say the average person can hold their breath between 30 and 60 seconds. And this guy was underwater for damn near
half
hour.
All right, Jess, ready?
Your time begins
go!
Now. Anyways, what he did, he says, to be able to pull off this incredible feat was that he breathed nothing but pure oxygen, straight oxygen, for 10 minutes straight. And they say that builds up the amount of oxygen that is being held within the tissue in your body. And so that gives you the ability to hold your breath longer. But still, 29 minutes is absolutely insane. He also...
We're at 27 seconds now. Jess is still holding the breath.
She's like bobbing side to side. Looks like she's struggling
pass out,
here.
Jess.
The unaided breath holding record, meaning you're not breathing pure oxygen ahead of time, is only 11 minutes and 35 seconds.
11 minutes, even that is insane.
But that's incredible. But look how much longer you can do it. They say dolphins generally only hold their breath for about 15 to 20 minutes underwater. So being able to hold your breath for 29 minutes puts you in a category of sea life. I mean, that's absolutely
that's crazy.
Incredible.
Jess is still going.
Jess, how are you feeling? Oh, wait, can't talk because.
Don't talk.
Just continue to hold your breath and.
Yeah!
Okay. Oh, she's out. How long was that?
That was a minute
Whoa,
six.
Whoa, everything's blurry.
She's got a minute six. All right.
A minute well, you six were, seconds.
You were almost to 10% into
impressed.
The world record.
I'm very, very impressed.
There you go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show on a Wednesday. Happy Hump Day!
Hump Day!
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Oh, don't forget, we got your Giants tickets.
Yeah, leave us a talkback right now if you want to be in the running to win these 4 tickets to see the Giants take on the Cubs on August 26th. Let us Woo-hoo! Know who you would take to the game with you.
Yes, and good luck to you get those talkbacks in now. Oh, we also have your chance to win this trip to Vegas for the iHeartRadio mm-hmm. Music Festival. That keyword coming up here in just a few minutes. First,
I want us to talk about the slang words that kids are going to be saying this school year.
Guarantee I already know them. I'm the Sigma Rizzler when it comes to this stuff.
He is. You are the Rizzler.
God. Yep. Thank you.
I don't know if you want to.
It's like the Diddler's cousin.
No, not the Sigma Rizzler. That's something totally different. No cap.
There are some that you guys might have already heard, like Big Back. You've heard mm-hmm. of Big Back, right?
Yeah, we talked about that being added to the dictionary.
The Cambridge Dictionary? Yeah. Was it Big Back?
I think so, yeah.
So that's one of them. Crash Out, you know, when yes. you're kind of spiraling. That's another one that we've already kind of heard of. The newest one that I've been seeing all over social media, and I honestly had to do some research on this because I was like, what does this even mean? 6'7".
Oh, my God. Do you know what it means?
So I have some, I guess, knowledge of it now.
6'7"?
My daughter says this, so and I don't, she, like, won't tell me.
Okay, so you've heard of it.
Yes.
Graham, have you heard of this?
Totally, yeah. Okay. 6'7", yeah, I 6'7" all over the place.
You listening might have heard maybe your kids say it, and you're probably like, what does that even mean? Apparently, it doesn't really have a meaning to it. It's just a reference to a song and also a basketball player. So I do want to share like a little snippet of what song this is. It's called Doot Doot by Skrilla.
What?
Oh, God.
It became associated with a basketball player, LaMelo Ball, because mm-hmm. he's 6'7", okay. and there were some edits done like on a video of him to this song. But now, honestly, people just use it as like, just like a meme word. So it almost feels like an inside joke now to where people just like, if you say it and somebody knows has heard of it, it's kind of funny to them.
So
but it has
I'm out
no
there,
real
like,
meaning.
If I'm out there like totally aura farming and texting this with somebody, no cap, do I type the number 6 and then a dash and then 7? Or do I write out S-I-X and then S-E-E-N?
Good question.
You can just put the 6 and the 7.
But,
it doesn't
but do you
have
to put a dash?
Really, you
dash,
probably shouldn't be referencing this at all, Graham.
You shouldn't, Graham.
I just
want to
know how it's. I just want to know how it's written in text.
Don't put a dash, because then that shows your age.
But wouldn't that be 67? Then wouldn't people read it that way?
You can put a space 6 space 7.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Then it's 6.
But don't put a dash. But I guess yeah, I thought there was some actual joke behind it. But it seems like everyone is just randomly saying it because of the lyric, because they've seen it be said.
Right.
Guys would be like, see that girl over there? Yeah, 6'7".
She's a 6'7".
6'7", somewhere in between.
At least that would make sense.
Yeah,
that would make
sense.
And to go along with it, there's sort of like a hand movement where you're like 6'7", with you have both of your hands in front of you, and you're kind of like weighing things out, like, 6'7".
Yeah, well, how does she look over there?
6'7". Yeah, so I guess it kind of would work in that sense. There's another one, lore. We've kind of heard of this one before.
What is that?
Lore, like a backstory. Like, oh, have you heard the lore behind Taylor Swift?
I have not heard that.
Okay, well, that one
you
makes sense, though.
No, I've heard slore.
Slore?
Yeah.
What's slore?
I can't say. It's two words combined. Yeah. Come on, you guys. Just use your imagination.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then cinema. Apparently,
K-pop TV Avengers.
Yeah, they're
going
to be at Cinemark.
Weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, that's not it. So don't use it with that context, because then you'll get like
total
negative.
We'll get
flamed.
Negative aura points,
they say.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
So it just refers to something being like high drama, incredibly messy. Like,
you will not believe the lore. This is so cinema.
Oh, like that?
There you
that
go.
Makes sense.
People
that was good, Graham.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you. It worked.
Well, we're giving everybody a lesson. All the parents, on the way to work. Now, now you guys can use these words at least once today. See how you feel. 6'7".
Your kids might not like it.
Yeah. How was your day today?
6'7". Wait, I like that one. Yeah. You ate with that one, Graham.
Left
Thank
no crumbs.
You. I did.
All right.
That
here's
one.
Your chance.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose. I think we need to get Graham some stilettos so he can be a 6'7". We know he's 6'3", but if we get him some stilettos, he can be a 6'7".
Whoa! 6'3 is pushing it. You are...
I'm 6'2¾", so I just need like some 4¼-inch
stilettos. Would you like to try to be 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'7".
Is that too tall?
I feel like I'm right where I want to be.
Okay.
6'7", I don't really matter.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.